So we'd like to, for 15 minutes at least, sit here in silence to remember people that we've lost to suicide.
My name's Ruth and I'm part of the Alice Springs Get Up group and one of the organisers tonight. Across Australia, Get Up groups have hosted forums and vigils either last night, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Someone mentioned, I think Labor's committed $2.7 million. Get Up's calling for $545 million. That is what Professor McGorry has been calling for, who's one of Australia's mental health experts, and he's been joined by Professor John Mendoza, who was the government's mental health advisor, and he quit a few months ago because he basically was so disgusted with the funding arrangements.
People are coming up and they're marking a mark for friends that they've lost, and I think we'll all be sadly impressed by the number of people marked that are on that canvas.
My name's Sandy. I'm a mental health consumer. I came here tonight partly to share my story and my perspective on the mental health services here in Alice Springs, but also to take part in the vigil because my life's been touched by suicide as well, by a close friend committing suicide 2 years ago. So I wanted to take part in that as well and honour her.
Just looking at the board now, there's probably about 100 lines or marks there representing people who have suicided. Is that a surprising number to you?
Actually, it's surprising in the smallness of it. To me, that's just a drop in the ocean.
I was first diagnosed with depression in 2004 in Adelaide after becoming suicidal. I was simply given antidepressants by a GP, given little follow-up and certainly no referral to any mental health services. I then moved to Alice Springs in 2005 and had my first contact with the Central Australian Mental Health Service in 2006 when I became suicidal again. I was referred to a locum psychiatrist who informed me that all I needed to do to get well was to exercise for 30 minutes a day, and he could guarantee that in 3 months, in his words, I'd be dancing on the ceilings.
Mental health is a big problem, and as a trainer that's delivering suicide stories from mental health, I'm just really concerned about the stats. Northern Territory has the highest stats, and I know it's most of the, you know, in that stats is mostly our people, our Indigenous people.
I've been involved as an advocate for about the last 8 years, and in that 8 years there's been little changes, and we have to get excited over the little changes, but a lot of the stuff I heard tonight was the stuff that we were talking about 8 years ago, so that's nearly a decade. It's more than just a medical issue and a clinical issue. It's a society issue too, that we all need to do our bit, and politicians especially. And I just think that there's a lot of politicians who just don't get it, and that became very apparent from listening to people tonight.
The situation hasn't really improved, and in my eyes it's getting worse. And I see that in my community, we have, I see this problem every day and night. And in Tennant Creek, we hardly have much support at all.
In late 2007, I had a relapse and experienced my first ever admission to the mental health ward. Now, the ward itself, it's not a bad place, and the staff there, they look after you well, but there's a great deal of shame when you end up there. You feel like you must have done something wrong to be there. They discharged me after 4 weeks, but unfortunately I became extremely unwell again and was involuntarily admitted about a month later. Now, this ended up being a horrendous experience, as I was transported to the hospital by police in the back of a paddy wagon. Travelling in the back of a paddy wagon makes you feel like a criminal. Even though you've done nothing criminally wrong, you simply have a health issue.
Do you have faith that these messages will make it all the way to Canberra?
That's my hope. I'd like to have the faith to believe that. I guess, you know, I do believe that it can get there. Hopefully, if it does, they will listen and not just brush us aside, but, you know, really take notice.
I think there's no doubt that the impact that GetUp has had to make people aware of policies and to... I mean, GetUp is hoping that either both of the main parties announce better policies before the election, but it's really clear that this is an issue that the community is concerned about.